Welcome to Canada's Property Management Podcast, your number one resource for investing, managing, and maximizing the value of your real estate assets. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's rental property experts.
In today's episode, we have a special guest. We don't do special guests very often, but we have one here that I personally know very well. I've had the pleasure of working with her for a number of years, and we call her our systems gal. So we are talking all about systems and processes today. But before we really get into it, I'd like to introduce you to the guest, Ashley Tichkowski, who is the operations manager for Real Property Management Professionals located in Saskatoon, as well as she is the administrative services manager for RPM Canada, which is a part-time role. So Ashley, let's just start talking a little bit so that our listeners can get to know who you are. So why don't you tell us about how long you've been working with RPM, both on the local and the national side?
Yeah, so I have been with the local office in Saskatoon since 2015, and then I started working with RPM Canada in 2019.
Okay, so you've been in the property management space for a very, very long time. Lots of people think that property management is a really challenging business. They're hesitant almost. They look at you with funny eyes thinking that all you do is collect rent and fix things. What do you see has been the biggest challenge in the property management industry since you've been working with the offices? And I guess, how do you see that you've overcome them if you've been able to overcome some of those challenges?
The biggest challenge that I saw in the industry was the lack of systems and processes within the day-to-day and within the monthly and yearly cycle. In the property management space, things are always changing. It's a new day every day, but there are the same monthly and daily tasks that have to happen in order for your processes or your day-to-day activities to flow smoothly. So we've been able to overcome that or start to overcome that through the use of Lead Simple and developing standardized processes and systems for offices to follow for the regular day-to-day tasks and activities that property managers and people in the property management space follow.
Okay, so when you talk about systems, Lead Simple, that's a software program. So just that our listeners understand what we're talking about, what are the processes that you've put into Lead Simple? Is that like a sheet that they pull up on screen, or like, can you kind of give us a little bit more specific about what that looks like if I'm an office within the system that's using Lead Simple?
Yeah. So Lead Simple started out originally as like a sales process program, and they really worked with business developers and developing on the sales side. And then they've branched into having the ability for processes for property management and I guess real estate as well, but for us, property management. So we have been able to develop processes for every task that a property manager or someone working in the property management space complete. So everything from an application process, which leads into a lease signing and move-in process, a lease violation, a move-out, onboarding new owners. So we have these systems within Lead Simple, and it automatically comes up each day for who needs to complete what in order for your day-to-day office to flow smoothly.
Okay, so that's really neat. So it's actually becomes almost a guide of what needs to happen within that property management company on a day-to-day basis, going through all those motions, the regular tasks that have to be done. Is it really hard to implement? Like when you started working with, what was the steps that you took in order to implement that program?
It wasn't overly hard to implement within the staff because they right away were able to see the benefits that it had to offer and how it took away all of the remembering aspects of, oh, I have to remember to call this person or remember to process this application, because Lead Simple is there and the tasks are there to guide your day to day and what needs to happen. Implementing, the hardest part was really developing the processes and determining how you wanted that to flow within your office. The processes you can always change or tweak along the way as things change and the way you do things change. But the biggest hurdle or the part was actually developing how you wanted it to lay out. And what we've been able to do for our offices within RPM Canada is to develop a templated process list of approximately 20 processes for them to implement right away into their office, giving them the ability to customize and tweak slightly to adhere to how they do things day in and day out. But it really offers the ability for us from a national level to offer a standardized customer experience across the board through all of our clients, owners, investors, and residents, so that we're following the same guidelines and steps along the way, and everyone is getting that same experience and not missing steps or forgetting to contact people.
Okay, so you talked about 20 processes. Wow, that's to me, that sounds like a lot, but maybe it's, you know, for an office coming in, can you give an example, like what are some of those processes? I imagine they kind of work together. They probably flow together, right?
Yes. So they all flow together just as the monthly cycle or yearly cycle within property management. So we have everything developed from starting at the top when you onboard a new owner in a property, walking through that onboarding cycle with the investor. Then we flow it into, we have an application process, lease signing process, move-in process. Then it would lead to a lease renewal process, move-out process. If an owner terminates, there's a process for that. There really is a process developed for everything that we need to do. And that just is so it takes away the remembering pieces. And you don't always have to remember what needs to happen next or have that paper checklist on your desk. Everything is in the system. So just you pop in there in the morning, you know what needs to happen today. And it really guides your day so that things aren't getting missed and your customers are really, they're getting a better experience. So ultimately they're happier.
Right. So it must also really help with training staff then. Like when you have turnover, you have new staff coming in, your office is growing, that must really be key in trying to keep that consistency.
Yeah, it's taken away a lot of the training aspect of onboarding a new staff member, because how your office does things is clearly laid out for them and they can easily see who does something before or after them. And they can also see what's upcoming for them. We're able to put in full instructions, videos, really everything to guide the staff member on how they need to complete the task and complete it in full.
Okay. So, and this, you should be able to implement this on an existing company. Like if an existing company wanted to grab hold of all of these processes, they could do it. And obviously a new company coming in, it's a no-brainer. It just makes it very, very easy for them to start up. What about the technical aspect? Some people really worry about like how techy you have to be. Do you have to really be in that tech world to... Maybe Adrian won't like it when I say it, but you need to be a tech geek like Adrian in order to figure this all out? Or how do you find the offices and the adapting of the program?
No, it's pretty user friendly. And so we haven't seen too many hurdles with that aspect of it. And then you don't have to, like, if you're coming from a paper checklist or another task management software, it's pretty easy to flow into Lead Simple and as to how you want to use that instead.
Okay. So what would you say has been the biggest impact that you've seen since you've implemented Lead Simple in the office that you work in? Give our listeners, like, you were operating fine without Lead Simple. You maybe had other processes or systems in place. What was the impact once you put this into play?
The biggest impact we saw was definitely the time management piece. Everything seemed to just flow so much smoother. And things were getting done on time when they needed to get done. And then also really our like standardized experience that we're able to offer to our tenants, residents, and investors, as well as we've been able to up our communication through automated communication out of Lead Simple and saved email templates and the way we want to communicate or have communication go out at specific points. We've been able to keep people informed so much more along the way. And it's really alleviated that phone calls into the office, email questions, like for example, in an application process, asking where they're at. They know where our application is at with them because we've already been able to communicate that to them.
Oh, that's huge. That's huge. So, and it works with your other software programs, because that's the other key thing is that if you're going to bring in a new program, you want to make sure that things work, sync, whatever needs to happen so that you're not doing a lot of double entry, right?
Yeah. So currently We are using AppFolio as property manager software, and it integrates directly with it. So we're able to alleviate some of that double work back and forth and syncing between the two programs.
Okay. So I'm going to flip the table a little bit and talk about another topic that, since we have you on the show today, and that is, I know you were very, very essential in starting a program that Real Property Management Canada put together, and they call it RSO. So I'm going to need you to explain the acronym, because not everyone on listening will understand what that is. But I think it's also kind of flows into this whole systems and processes, and realizing that as soon as we can alleviate some of the redundancy and repetitive tasks in a property management company, how that has the gives the property management company the ability to grow and scale at different levels. So RSO, what is RSO?
RSO is a remote support office. So it's back-end support for any office within RPM Canada that wants to be a part of it, as well as for all of our new franchisees. They automatically become a part of the program. And it's designed that way to set them up for success right away. RSO takes away all of the back-end accounting and in property management trust accounting pieces that go along with it. So they're able to really focus on developing and growing and starting their business and not have to worry so much about that back-end piece. With RSO taking over that initial piece for them when they start up, it really lets us set the ground running for them, really, so that then when they're wanting to eventually maybe transition out, if they want to transition out of the program, we've set them up for success and they know how all of that back-end piece works. With property management, especially in the regulated industries and provinces, there's trust accounting, which is a whole nother world from regular accounting, which a lot of people aren't aware of.
Yeah. And I think anyone who starts a business doesn't get into business to do the bookkeeping, right? So I can see if people were to look at the industry and understand the trust accounting regulations in provinces, that would absolutely scare people. So I think you've done a great thing in taking that off the plate. So really, they can just concentrate on scaling the business, growing the business, working with people, getting out and talking to their investors and servicing the tenants. So even though RSO isn't like technical, you have actual people that are working in that. I think it does the same thing as strong systems and processes like you've implemented with Lead Simple. So I started out talking a little bit about challenges. Let's end it on a little bit more positive note. So what do you find is the most rewarding part about being with Real Property Management and being in the industry?
The most rewarding part is that we're trying to really be different. We're trying to offer a different customer and client experience, both on the investor side from the national level, as well as from the resident side with our tenants. And we've been able to do that now through implementing some of these systems and processes that we have, as well as now trying to create a standardized customer experience across Canada. So if we have a tenant that lives in Saskatoon, but now is relocating to Calgary, we're able to offer or help them with that transition. And they'll know that they're going to get that same experience that they had with us here with one of our offices in Calgary, for example. I think that's been one of the most rewarding pieces, is really just seeing the brand grow across Canada, and really that what we have to offer and what we're doing is different from everybody else.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today. It's been great having you. And I think our listeners gained a lot of value in different systems and processes and what you're trying to do with Real Property Management Canada. So that's Real Property Management.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Property Management Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating, which will help us reach more listeners. Until next time, connect with us on social media and online at realpm.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.